is Kaya Biz
with Guletum Fupi.
On the street, on the air.
On Kaya 959.
You know, in these times when it gets tough and then it gets even tougher, wouldn't it be nice to really look at perhaps a list? Because I like lists, you know, just exploring and seeing, okay, what things have gone, more expensive perhaps, or where are the bargains? What can one really tap into, into savings or perhaps even lowering one's expenses, you know? So anyway, I thought, well, let's have a chat with someone who also is of the same mind, if you will. Mervin Abrahams, right here on Kaya Biz, joining us. He's the director of the Peter Maritzburg Economic Justice and Dignity Group. Welcome on board, Mervin.
Good evening, George, and good evening to all your listeners.
I suppose it is good afternoon in some parts of the world, you know, when you think...
Sorry.
Yeah, no problem, but
it just gives you some indication that... But I haven't actually gotten up from my desk. I think it's still afternoon.
Well, you'll be surprised how many people listen to us via our global live streaming facility, kaya959.co.za. So even the UK is listening right now, so many other countries, you know. So, yeah, good afternoon and good morning to some of those parts of the world as well.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mervin, I was just thinking, you know, some of the stuff that has gone more expensive in South Africa, perhaps, and even those that have gone cheaper, you know, you're looking at the inflation rate. It has remained at least flat now at 5.9%, unchanged from March. But also on the other hand, the consumer price index has increased by more than 0.5% on a month-to-month basis in April 2022. But these are the times when we need to just grapple as consumers, you know, with where we can save and to be even aware of where things have gone higher in expense, right?
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. So George, I mean, if I could just take you roughly. So we track the cost of a food basket of 44 very basic foods.
Yeah.
These are kind of foods that people in the low income sector will tell us they try and purchase on a monthly basis. Now it's good to get a global view of this basket. So the price of the basket in April is 4,542.93 rand. So this is the highest our basket has ever been since we started tracking in June of 2018. Now this is a month-on-month increase of 92.84 rand, or 2.1%, and a year-on-year increase of 8.2%, or a rand value of 344 rand. So when we look at the overall cost of the basket, it's evidently increasing. So we've seen 35 out of our 44 foods have increased in price, which leaves 9 foods, which is basically either stayed the same or has shown a slight drop. And if your listeners would want to know, well, what showed a slight drop, then we would say, you know, things like 5 kgs of sugar beans remained fairly stagnant. It showed a drop of less than 1.81 rand. Mm. And then things like 400 gram of soup, we saw that drop by about 72 cents, which is about 2%, and tea also by about 35 cents. The biggest drop was in fresh vegetables. So we've seen, for instance, a 2.95 rand drop in the cost of butternut. And also with regard to fruits like in apples and oranges, but those are seasonal in nature. So it is now time for that harvest to come in, and so of course there is great supply, so the price of those things come down.
Very interesting. And what else makes up, because you're talking about what, 44 items in the basket? It'll be interesting just to remind us once again what makes up that basket.
So in the basket is constructed for a household of 7. Because we know that the lower the level of income, of course, the more people reside in that home or the more people eat out of that same pot.
Yes.
So in the basket, we've got something like 50 kgs of maize meal. We've got 10 kgs of rice, 10 kgs of flour, 10 kgs of sugar, 5 5 kg sugar beans, 5 kg samp, 5 liters of cooking oil, which has just gone through the roof. It is in April 42% more expensive than it was a year ago.
Yes.
We've got things like salt, potato, onions, chicken portions, curry powder, stock cubes, soups. And then things like tea and milk and eggs, which has also escalated in price by about 12%. And then we've got things like chicken feet, chicken livers, beef, which has also increased massively over the last year.
Yeah.
And then we've got things like vegetables and fruits. So tomatoes, carrots, butternut, spinach, cabbage, green pepper, tin pilchards, canned beans, and then things like margarine, peanut butter, polony, apricot jam, and bread. You know, these are kind of for the workers taking their lunch to work, or the kids going to school. So those are the 44 foods in our basket. Very basic, not a single luxury item.
Yeah. And you know, given the times, I guess it is a sign of the times, if you will, that very few out of those items have actually dropped in price. It's encouraging to hear you talk about soup and tea having dropped a bit, but the cold days are here. And, you know, that's exactly, I mean, those are hot beverages that we'd like.
But also, you know, women tell us that they use soup as a sauce. And to kind of create a kind of a nice taste within the stew.
Yeah.
So yes, you're right. The winter is here, and so the soup time is here. But often it's used for stews and things like that as well.
Okay, that's a bit of good news there, right? but on the other hand, on the other hand, you have alcohol has gone up as well. Yeah.
Cooking oil.
I was talking more alcohol.
Alcohol. Mm. Sorry, George, we don't track.
You don't track alcohol. Yes, right.
No, we don't.
And you're saying cooking oil has gone up by 42%.
Yeah, now this was the first week, you know, we collect our data in the first week of each month. So this was in the first week of April, was the prices as we do. So since then, I have gone into the stores around Durban, where I live, and I just made a quick kind of unscientific a view of the price of 5 liters of cooking oil, and the price for 5 liters of cooking oil is well into the close to 200 rand in some stores, and in some stores even over 200 rand. So we expect to see quite a substantial increase in the cost of cooking oil in the May basket, as do we expect to see a major increase in the price of bread, because we're expecting to see an increase in the wheat commodity prices have been spiking massively as well.
Yeah. And as part of your tracking, do you also go deeper into why, the reasons that are contributing towards each of those items actually going up or down?
So George, we try and keep a track of commodity prices. We try and, or at least the trends of commodity prices. You know, is it on the increase or is it on the decrease? We also keep a track of fuel prices. Is that on the increase or on the decrease? Fertilizer prices, are those on the increase or decrease? Which gives us some indication. However, once fresh vegetables leave the farm gate, there we've got data.
Yeah.
But between the farm gate and the retail store, the whole process is so murky and is so intransparent that it's actually very difficult for anyone to say with certainty at which stage of the value chain is most of the increase happening, and is that increase at that level of the value chain a fair one?
Yeah.
And actually, it is extremely difficult. We don't have that kind of data. So really, what we can tell you is between the farm gate and the retail store, those two figures we've got, but in between, not at all.
And your stats, are they nationwide representative?
So we track in the Johannesburg area. So in Johannesburg, we track in Hillbrow, we track in Alexandra, we track in Fort Lewis, we track in Soweto. And then in Cape Town, we track in Khayelitsha, in Langa, in some of those areas. Then in Pietermaritzburg, we track in the areas, the township areas around Durban. We also track in the city of Durban. And then we have two outliers. We track in Springbok because it's so different from the rest of the country.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And so we track that as an outlier in order to also see whether our other data is correct, as well as we track some products in Matuba, which is in the northern KwaZulu-Natal. So it's not everywhere, of course, that we track. But because we track in the main cities, we believe that our basket is pretty well representative of what happens in low-income households.
And who do you engage with then, at least to benefit, you know, with this awareness, the very people who are being affected, particularly the low-income earners?
So our what we do is, of course, our index gets spread very widely. I mean, it's the media, but it's also various kind of NGOs, social, civil society organizations, public representatives. So, I mean, in the last year, at least five times our figures were quoted in Parliament by MPs themselves. So our figures track very widely, and is used by different sources. So, for instance, last year the UN used some of our figures, and the Child Gauge report, for instance, published by UCT this year also uses some of our figures. So it goes fairly widely to a cross section of South Africa's influencers and people who are engaged in the policy field, and we believe that that's necessary in order to grant them, because when you look at Stats SA's figures, good as they are and correct as they are, it hides the level of inequality in our society.
True.
And that's why it is necessary for a tool such as ours to give us a bit of a glimpse into what's happening in the really in the sector that falls below the average, which is what Stats SA tracks.
Do you as a group also publish directly, perhaps on a website or somewhere where someone can just access this information? Because it's quite crucial, you know?
Yeah, so our website has all our indexes, because we release, of course, on a monthly basis.
Yes.
In the last month of last week of each month, we release data. So all our data is on our website, which is www.pmbejd.org.za. And some of our reports, for instance, some of the reports we brought out during the COVID lockdown periods to show the depth of hunger that was persisting across the country. Some of that is also on our website.
All right. Once again, the website is PMG.
Sorry. So yeah, we've got this awful acronym. I mean, I don't know who came up with that. It's PMB for Pietermaritzburg.
Right.
And then EJD,
right,
which is Economic Justice and Dignity.
Beautiful.
So pmbejd.org.za.
All right. Appreciate it, man. Hey, Mavin, thanks once again for joining me. This is quite informative.
Thank you so much, George, and thanks for having me.
Thank you. That's Mavin Abrahams, who is the director of the Pietermaritzburg Economic Justice and Dignity Group. I had to really stretch it and explain it even better, you know, because when you start thinking Pietermaritzburg, you think, okay, what's the relevance? But there you are, you know, just a source of very crucial piece of information right there.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the streets, on the air.